Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak with you this morning, and I hope this lesson I present to you will be an encouragement to you as it has been to me. This morning, I would like to talk about anger. Everywhere around us, people are always angry. Some people are walking around always being angry. Some people hardly ever get angry. And then some people get angry at just the smallest things. We all get angry once in a while. It's our way of reacting to something that has happened to us or something that someone has said to us. But how we handle that anger needs to be what a Christian would do in his life. Over in John chapter 2, Jesus was showing what we know as anger. In John chapter 2, starting in verse 13. John chapter 2, starting in verse 13. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers doing business. When he had made a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' monies and overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, "Take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise." Then his disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house has eaten me up." Jesus was showing what we know as anger. He was driving out those who were selling oxen and sheep and doves and those who were selling money. He was driving them out because they were doing business in his father's house. Over in Ephesians 4 and verse 26. Over in Ephesians 4, verse 26. "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath." It even says in the Bible that we can be angry. But it does not mean that we should. And like I said before, how we handle what that anger needs to make sure that we are doing it in a Christian way. A Greek word thumos indicates an agitated condition, an outburst of wrath resulting from an inward indignation. It's a strong emotion that quickly blazes up and then quickly subsides. This is not a characteristic that is fitting for a child of God. Anger is like a fire. If we control it properly, it can do us good. But if we let it go out of hand, it can become and do much damage. Some people can control their anger and use it for good and use good words and influence, while some Christians have a hard time controlling their own anger. Christians need to be the examples of what we should not do when we get angry like the world would do. There are already too many people in this world that are always angry, and we as Christians should not be adding on to that to make it worse. In this lesson, we will be talking about why being angry is not good and how we can overcome anger. So what is wrong with uncontrolled anger? Well, anger leads to sin. Over in Ephesians 4, in verse 26. Ephesians 4, 26. "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil." This passage is not telling us that we should be angry, but it's giving us a warning between anger and sin. And letting the devil take the best of us when we are angry is what we need to be able to control. Over in Proverbs 29 and in verse 22. Proverbs 29 and in verse 22. "An angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgressions." In the very first book of the Bible, we read of Cain and his anger. in Genesis 4 and verse 6. In Genesis 4, starting in verse 6. So the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and it is a desire for you, but you should rule over it." Cain did not give an offering that was pleasing to God, but Abel, his brother, did. So it made Cain angry. So God came to Cain, warning him that if he lets his anger get the best of him, that it will become a problem. Of course, we know that Cain still killed his brother Abel because he could not control his anger. He let his anger become the best of him, which led him to killing his brother. That is why we as Christians need to be careful when we are becoming angry. We need to take a step back and we need to think, is this something that is worth being angry about? Or should we take a step back and forget about it and move on. It's about controlling your anger. Another problem is anger resides in the same place in the heart as a murderer. And we know this from Genesis 4 and verse 8. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Jesus already warns us about this in Matthew 5 and verse 21. Over in Matthew 5 and verse 21. "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. And whoever says, 'You fool,' shall be in danger of hell fire." Being angry with your brother without a reason is as bad as someone who is a murderer. And they will have the same judgment. There are a lot of people who just walk around being angry for no reason at all, and we see it all the time. It's a very uncomfortable situation to be around people because everything that ever comes out of their mouth is either anger or negative comments. There are reasons to be angry at times, but it's more severe to be angry with someone without a cause. Jesus says you're even as bad as someone who is a murderer. Over in 1 John 3 and verse 15. 1 John 3 and in verse 15. "Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. So no one who is a murderer or hates his brother has eternal life abiding in him." Stay away from being angry for no reason at all. Another thing is anger is condemned as a work of the flesh. Over in Galatians 5 and verse 19. Over in Galatians 5 and verse 19. "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." The Apostle Paul mentions hatred, contentions, and outburst of wrath. Those who practice those things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Some people may go around saying, well, that's just the person I am, but that's the way that they chose to be. And if they don't change their life around, then they will not make it to heaven. Uncontrolled anger is a sin that will keep us away from making it to heaven. Anger is a characteristic of a fool. Over in Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 9. Over in Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 9. Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. And in Proverbs 12 and verse 16. Proverbs 12 and in verse 16. A fool's wrath is known at once, but a prudent man covers shame. Usually when we are acting out in anger is when we make a biggest fool of ourselves. It is not fitting for a Christian to be a fool. That should never be found in our hearts. Its fruits are hard to overcome. In Proverbs 30, verse 33. Proverbs 30, verse 33. For as the churning of milk produces butter, and the wringing of the nose produces blood, so the forcing of wrath produces strife. And over in Proverbs 27 and verse 3, in Proverbs 27 and verse 3, a stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than both of them. And then in Proverbs 19 and verse 19, Proverbs 19, verse 19. A man of great wrath will suffer punishment, for if you rescue him, you will have to do it again. Being angry is a heavy burden for everyone who is around us, and even for us. But those who cannot control their anger never learn from the mistake they make in the first place. And no one wants to be around someone who is constantly getting angry and someone who always stays angry all the time. Anger does not accomplish the will of God. In James 1 and verse 19. James 1 and verse 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. We as Christians should be examples and teaching the world how we ought to act if we become angry. But if we're going around being angry all the time, just acting like everyone else is, then we are not being the examples that we should be, and we are just as bad as they are. In Matthew 6 and verse 33. Matthew 6 and verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. It is impossible for the wrath of man to produce the righteousness of God. So we need to go out and be examples of how we should control our anger so we can make it to the kingdom of God. We can overcome anger. And how do we do it? Well, first, we overcome anger by being patient. But unfortunately, too many people do not have patience and they cannot control their anger. And over in Proverbs 14 and verse 17, over in Proverbs 14, verse 17. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of wicked intention is hated. And over in Proverbs 14 and verse 29, it said, "He who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly." And then in Proverbs 15 and verse 18, "A wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger allays contentions." We can be easily become angry with others and even with our brothers, but we need to make sure that we put on tender mercies, kindness, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another. These are the traits that help us overcome anger. And it says it in Colossians 3 and verse 12. Over in Colossians 3 and verse 12. "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must do also." Christians should not be characterized by uncontrolled anger, but instead we need to put on those things that will help us overcome it. We can overcome anger by forgiving. And then down in verse 13, it says, "Forgiving one another." There will always be people who are angry and that will sin against us. Of course, we need to be quick to forgive, just as if we would want Christ to be quick to forgive us. If we hold grudges and we don't let those things in the past bother us or keep it away from us, then it will just lead to bitterness for everyone. Another way to overcome anger is self-control. Self-control is something that everyone should have. Aristotle said, "Anyone can become angry, but to become angry with the right person, at the right degree, at the right time, for the right purpose, and in the right way, this is not easy. It takes a lot to be able to control anger when someone has insulted you or has done something to you that has made you angry." Over in Proverbs 16 and verse 32, over in Proverbs 16 and verse 32. "He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city." No one can control what happens to us, but what you can control is how you handle the situation, how you respond to the situation is what makes us a Christian. And we should be that example to the world. In Proverbs 29 and verse 11, Proverbs 29 and in verse 11, "A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back." When we are upset about something, during a point of time, our brain is not thinking clearly. So we start flaming out. We start making decisions that are not pleasing to God. We need to learn self-control when we are upset and when we are angry. Another way to overcome anger is by having a soft answer. When someone is angry with us, or maybe you are angry with someone else, it's best for us to use a calm voice in a situation and think about how it can be handled better. Going off and screaming at each other is not the answer to solving a problem. Over in Proverbs 15 and verse 1, over in Proverbs 15 and verse 1, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." It is difficult to yell and be angry at someone who is not yelling or shouting back. Christians need to be those examples of those people who might be yelling or screaming at us. We need to be able to have a soft answer. Finally, we can overcome anger by discretion. Discretion is making a judgment before reacting to a situation. Will Rogers said, "People who fly into a rage always makes a bad landing." In Proverbs 19 and verse 11, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression. Having this characteristic helps us be slow to anger. And a lot of us in this world needs this characteristic. It helps us use good judgment and proper thinking before we become angry without a cause, like we read in Matthew 5 and verse 22. Too many people are too quick to react to something that has happened, and we have seen it where something so small happens, and then we blow into a fuse and end up making the situation worse than it already needs to be. These people are not patient, they're not forgiving, they're not practicing self-control, and they're not using a soft answer, and they're not using discretion. These are practices that will help us and those who are around us to use better judgment when we feel like something is making you angry. You have to be patient. You need to be forgiving to one another. You need to let it go and move on. You need to use self-control. You need to have a soft answer, and you need to always think before you make a rash decision. The Christians need to be those examples of people who are around us. If we are acting just like they are, then we are not being soldiers of Christ. And sadly, a lot of churches separate because they lose their temper over something that is so small and something that is so little, and that they are not using by overcoming anger like they should. They are letting the devil take over them. So if you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, you need to hear the Word of God. Romans 10:17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." You need to believe, Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." You need to repent, Acts 2:38. "Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And you need to confess, Matthew 10:32. "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven." And you need to be baptized, 1 Peter 3:21, "The life figure whereunto you have been baptized doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." And if you are a Christian, you've fallen away, if you've had anger and you haven't overcome your anger like you should, you can come back to God for repentance. In 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So whatever your need is, come forward as we stand and sing.